Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
We're going to have a conversation about bodybuilding, Liam, so you might want to listen carefully. Lolene Lawrence joining us on the phone line. That's the Western Province Bodybuilding Chairlady to talk to us about the South African Natural Bodybuilding Championships that took place just last month in Beaufort West out at Central Karoo. Lolene, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Nathan. No, I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. So Liam, at the back end of this conversation, will ask you for some tips. He's been chasing a specific body for a while now, and he's missed desperately for the past couple of years.
I still look like a straw.
Okay, no, definitely need to jump. Yeah, but besides jump, you need so many things when it comes to bodybuilding. We had a this year of October, we had our championships in Central Karoo by Beaufort West. It was a few provinces there. We had Northern Cape, we had Cape Winelands, we had Eastern Province and Western Cape, and also the Cape Winelands. But our team did very well, you know. It's been a very tough year for everyone. I mean, since last year with the pandemic, athletes couldn't train, couldn't do a lot of things, gyms closing and opening randomly, you know. It was very hectic and mentally also straining on the athletes. It takes a lot to keep athletes and especially bodybuilders, you know, focused, because it takes, like I just said, it takes a lot. Like dieting and consistently being in the gym, you know, that is their main aim and focus, to grow quality muscle and the conditioning they need to have on stage. But myself and my executive team, we have a big team, like we have Western Province coaches, development officers and so forth. So we had to keep our athletes, you know, with virtual meetings and online WhatsApp groups. We had to keep them motivated and just focus on the next competition. And I think that also led down to having our team do so good at the Beaufort West Championship, as a championship. As we had, like, we only could have, I think, one in 2020 with strict protocols in place, obviously. And I think that to say athletes to stay motivated for 2021. And we could have our Cape Peninsula early this year, which we didn't have as many athletes as we used to, which is obviously with the pandemic, athletes couldn't train as hard. But when we had our championships now later this year, the athletes was quite prepared, because during that time, there was also one of our, another federation, Inba Africa, one of a natural federation as well, our athletes do support, you know, because all of our athletes are natural. Drug-free sport is what we do. No steroids, no anabolic growth stuff they use, diuretics and all that stuff. So Inba Africa obviously also stands for that. This is one of our, you know, Olympia, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now Inba Africa is a natural Olympia. So our athletes also competed through the year. And so when it came to Western Province Championships, and we selected a team, we had top quality athletes. So I really expected we were going to do good, but when we went there, we took 37 medals. You know, we had like, I think we had like just over 50, 60, most probably. So we took out like most of the medals already. Our athletes placed top. There was four overall trophies. We took all of them. It was the junior overall. It was the senior, the masters, and the ladies. We also have disabled athletes, you know, and Liam saying he needs a gym. If he looked at a few of our disabled guys, he would say, no, I definitely have to go, you know. I'm just saying, you know, these guys have, it's difficult for them just to train. But if you see the muscles on these guys, you would be shocked. You would be shocked. Even the ladies. That was for me quite very, I wear my medal so proudly, because, you know, if you wear a medal as a chairperson of every union, you know, you're number one in at the Asia Championships. It's not your medal, it's for the team, you know, just having that great feeling of pride. So, yeah, for me, it was such a phenomenal, for me, I'm currently appointed now the chair lady this year. We're 70 years old with Western Province Natural Bodybuilding. I was appointed now the first chair lady in 70 years, the youngest also. So for me, it was so much pride having the opportunity to be leading this team and us doing so well. So that is that is my part on that. Yeah, so but we try to then.
Yeah, and when you speak, Lolene, when you speak about, you know, natural bodybuilding and, you know, competitions being free of, you know, steroids and such, you know, elements, how is it regulated and, you know, how rigorous are the testing when it comes to, you know, competitions?
You know, the last test we could actually do, you know, it was 2019. You know, we actually do it yearly. Yearly we test. 2020 we definitely couldn't, you know, due to pandemic. This year, financial strains put us down that we couldn't do it. Definitely 2022, that will be on top of my list of getting it done, you know. Just getting, making sure that the unwanted athletes, not unwanted, the natural athletes stay where they are, and we, you know, if you're using something extra, there is a platform. But I'm just saying, for me, doing drug testing through the year, that is what natural actually stands for, you know. The athletes, sometimes specifically the athletes that train so hard, using nothing, like the athletes, you have to be dry on stage. So a lot of athletes train to go to diuretics and growth hormones also for bigger muscle anabolic status. You know, a person's body's muscles can only grow so far. I always say overgrown muscles. As you can see, some people's body is so excessively big. A person's body can only grow so far. So the steroids always is a boost towards that part of the growth of the body. So for me, the natural way is the best way to go. A longer lifeline also, you know. A lot of guys that does use steroids die, like over 40 they die. They look so good, they achieve great titles, but it affects your heart, you know. I know of one guy that it was in his 20s, he got a heart attack due to the fact that his body couldn't push any more blood through his heart, because everything grows. Besides your muscles are growing, certain organs inside your body is also growing. Now it needs extra blood. The blood flow is terrible. It gives you excessive heartbeats. So it makes you paranoid. There's so many negative things that goes with using anabolic steroids, and that is what we are there for, you know. We host seminars through the years, educating athletes, juniors, seniors. Now a lot of people is not very well informed, so that is what we do. By just educating, so we start on a school level already. So we have programs also where we do with kids. I always say if especially even a person that plays the piano, if he starts from young, he's gonna be a top bodybuilder in the end of the day when he's by 22. So that is why we start at the bottom, developing them up to becoming international athletes, pro athletes. Yeah. So if we don't do that, these athletes will obviously move towards using steroids. So that is one of the things we do focus on, helping athletes.
Loli, let me jump in there because I'm looking at my clock and we're now pressed for time. We want to ask, of course, about what comes next, who performed really well, maybe throwing some names. But before I do that, though, two issues I want to ask you quickly, Loli, and you answer this in 30 seconds, then we'll get into all the what the calendar looks like for the rest of the year and into early parts of next year. First question is, on a personal level, do you take issue at all with bodybuilders who then go the steroid route and bulk up and possibly face all these health concerns later on? And then secondly, is there a difference in the judging system for natural competitions v the regular, I suppose, competitions where we know steroid use is prominent in those spaces? So those two questions in 30 seconds, and then we'll talk about the rest of the year.
Okay. For me, can I start with the judging? The judging will never change. The judging is that everybody's judged the same way on force and symmetry, muscle maturity, muscle muscularity, muscle size, density, sizes. Everything will be judged in symmetry, obviously, will be judged on the same level, even if you're on a natural platform. You know, that is why testing is so important. And it's also sometimes looking forward to hopefully getting more sponsors next year towards just having financial support on that level. But yeah, judging will always be the same. It's according to your judging restrictions and manual that you have in place. But judging an athlete will be according to the division. So, yeah, no, natural and non-natural platforms will always be the same. It will be the same. The athletes, yeah, definitely. We had top outstanding athletes this year. You know, we have one of our, the senior overall winner. He started last year in December. His name is Kurt Smith. He won his division and the competition, the overall winner. He did Cape Peninsula early this year and he won the overall there as well. And he did another show and he did two overalls at that Western Province Championships. And then we had an asset championships this year at the end of the year. And he took our the title as well in his division, welterweight. And he won the senior overall. So, yeah, he was a top guy for this year. And our bikini lady, Charlotte Jacobs, as well. She did so phenomenally. She outdid herself. She's a 42-year-old lady. And she stood against young, different ages. And, yeah, she outclassed him. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter your age. You know, we have 65-year-olds that has a six-pack as hard as a 20-year-old. So bodybuilding is another level of fit.
Wow. That's yeah. Crazy. That's absolutely crazy. I can't imagine still doing it at 60 plus. What I'm doing now, and trust me, that's not even that much. Lolene, listen, we'll leave it there with you. Maybe you can just let us quickly know what comes up the rest of this year, early parts of next year, first quarter.
Okay. So 2022, 22nd of Jan, we're going to have a wood ceremony where we're going to definitely look at these artists and give back. You know, they work hard through these after 2 years. So, yeah, definitely that will be our first event of the year. We couldn't host it now this year due to everybody's booking full now due to levels going as much better now. The 5th of March, we're going to have our 70th. We were 70 years old this. We are currently 70 years old, Western Province Natural Bodybuilding. So Ironman will be our first competition for next year. That is normally our big show in the middle of the year, but we're going to have it our first show. As we couldn't have it this year, it will be our 70th birthday celebration. So it's going to be something nice, something big to look forward to for our athletes. Yeah, plausible sponsors also have that. Then 19th of March is also one of our natural events. It's going to be Inver Africa Championships Pro Qualifier for Natural Olympia World Championships in November in Las Vegas. So a lot of athletes will also probably be competing there. They actually had the 24th Natural Olympia this weekend. So a lot of athletes is also looking forward to competing at the 25th one next year. Hopefully, restrictions will allow us to select a team and go do that. So,
yeah, Lolene, I just wanted to ask if Tanaka can present an award at the awards. You know, just
no problem.
In the category.
You can do the bikini girl. That will be great.
Lolene, you know me so well. I thank you for that.
And it's in Feb, you said, ne? Or Jan?
Yeah, it's in Jan, the 22nd. Oh, yeah, by all means, I would love it. Just send you the dessert and I will send you the invitation through.
Brilliant. Lolene, thank you so much for coming on. Really do appreciate your time this morning. I'll see you soon, I guess.
Okay, cool. Definitely.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. All right, that's Lolene Lawrence there. She is the Western Province Bodybuilding Chair Lady. Talk to us about the South African National Bodybuilding Championship.
Everybody get up. Vision U Sports Radio is woke.